neighborhood. Your newsroom. East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Zulu King Misuzulu Gazwelithini is today taking a new bride. He's marrying Queen Nomza Momyeni at the Royal Palace in Gwanongoma, who becomes the king's third wife. The traditional wedding ceremony is known as umgaqo. Jabulani Mapulala, a historian and one of the king's advisors, has told Newswatch about some of the rituals taking place today.
Starts with umembeso, meaning the gift to the wife, which is now in a form of money being put on her clothes. That is the beginning, but it will end in a traditional way. The bride singing, girls accompanying her, singing also their songs, and then the bridegroom's supporters will also sing their songs.
He's further explained when they'll be considered husband and wife.
Nabalingane, the equals, the people on the king's side and those on the bride's side sit down and give the details about the health of their daughter and so on. And that is the real end then of the wedding.
Moving to the Western Cape, police have launched a manhunt for suspects following a shooting that left three men dead on the Cape Flats. Provincial SAPS spokesperson Andre Trout says the victims were accosted by unknown suspects in Delft this morning. He says they opened fire on them before fleeing, with the motive for the attack believed to be gang-related.
Anti-gang unit detectives are pursuing the suspects responsible for the senseless act of violence, and police deployments in Delft have been reinforced to curb further bloodshed. Anyone with information that could assist the investigation is urged to contact Crime Stop on 08600 10111 or use the MySAPS mobile application.
And further afield, Japan has issued a tsunami advisory after an offshore 6.7 magnitude earthquake struck a northern Pacific region. The quake struck in waters off Awate, prompting the alert for a possible tsunami up to 1 meter high. The U.S. Geological Survey has measured the quake as magnitude 6.8. And finally, back home, banana growers in Ogu will soon be better equipped to control and tackle an outbreak of the invasive banana bunchy top disease. The National Agriculture Department says the disease, which has devastated banana production worldwide, has posed a persistent threat in the district since 2015. Next week, Deputy Agriculture Minister Nogozola Qaba is expected to visit the district to hand over agrochemicals to affected growers. Here's the department's Rinsett Moremi.
The department has allocated and spent resources on agrochemicals to contain the disease and train local agricultural advisors as well as raise awareness among local community members. The agrochemicals will be handed over to commercial, smallholder and subsistence banana growers in the presence of agricultural advisors in the province.
Wet weather is expected across KZN tomorrow. Durban and Pietermaritzburg reach a high of 25 degrees. Ladysmith and Newcastle 24. Ulundi and Richards Bay 27. Moy River and Kokstad 21. Margate 26 and 20 for Underberg. Morning swells are reaching 2 metres at the Durban beach tomorrow, with sunrise at 5 to 5. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanye.